Recorded Books presents To a God Unknown by John Steinbeck, narrated by Jonathan Davis, and directed by Megan Barrickman.
Chapter 1. When the crops were under cover on the Wayne farm near Pittsford in Vermont, when the winter wood was cut and the first light snow lay on the ground, Joseph Wayne went to the wingback chair by the fireplace late one afternoon and stood before his father. These two men were alike. Each had a large nose and high, hard cheekbones. Both faces seemed made of some material harder and more durable than flesh, a stony substance that did not easily change. Joseph's beard was black and silky, still thin enough so that the shadowy outline of his chin showed through. The old man's beard was long and white. He touched it here and there with exploring fingers, turned the ends neatly under out of harm's way. A moment passed before the old man realized that his son was beside him. He raised his eyes, old and knowing and placid eyes, and very blue. Joseph's eyes were as blue, but they were fierce and curious with youth. Now that he'd come before his father, Joseph hesitated to stand to his new heresy. "There won't be enough in the land now, sir," he said humbly. The old man gathered his shawl of shepherd's plaid about his thin, straight shoulders. His voice was gentle, made for the ordering of simple justice. "What do you wish to complain of, Joseph?"